ask you the same question.
Okay. Let's see. We were talking about
Hitler.
Hitler.
Well, we didn't know too much about Hitler because we what we heard was just really pictures in the papers
mm-hmm.
of how you had the Gestapo, you know, you had to how they walked and how they saluted, and you would hear goose step. They had the goose step,
mm-hmm.
and you would have to really listen to some of the newscasters because Walter Winchell talked real, real fast, and to give you all the news in such a short time. And some of the news they couldn't report because then they did not have back during that time the news media didn't get there first and tell you everything that was going on. I mean, they were there, but they were not allowed to broadcast anything, and like they are today, they just anything, they just rush there to try to get to be the first one to be there and tell you everything, things that really shouldn't be told.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our newspaper and our radio, and
so y'all didn't know all about the concentration camps and everything.
No, we didn't know all about that until they came back. Yeah, till
mm-hmm.
later. And we knew that they had taken the Japanese, American Japanese in California and out there. They had put them in a concentration camp in the United States
mm-hmm.
because the because when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, well, they became our enemy.
Right.
And but really and truly, it was wrong, I think, because they were Japanese Americans,
right.
And they had been here, and they didn't have anything to do with them bombing Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And Hitler, we did know that Hitler wanted a superior. He wanted a superior country. He wanted to. He wanted all the people that had that were crippled or had any kind of disease, I mean any kind of deformity or anything. He wanted to erase that type of people, and he wanted to have nothing but the pure bred.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted his purebred soldiers, I mean his soldiers with good genes to have babies by a woman with good genes.
Right.
He didn't want a part. He wanted to wipe out all that. That was his aim and goal.
Mm-hmm.
And he, we really got into the war to help Russia because Germany, Hitler was just running rampage
mm-hmm.
over there, and it was cold and the snow and cold, and a lot of the people were freezing. A lot of the men got frostbitten, their feet and legs, and a lot of them really froze to death because we had a brother-in-law that got frostbitten.
Mm-hmm.
And his feet were frostbitten over there, and had a brother-in-law that fought in Europe, and had one that had one brother-in-law that was in the occupation after the war, really, you know, he was over in Japan, and he was in occupation therapy over there, and Hitler, we would hear things about him and the woman that he lived with. What was her name? Can't remember her name. But anyway, we could hear everything. And the soldiers, it was amazing how the German people and how they killed the he killed the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
He killed the Jews, and he destroyed the Jews, a lot of them, and they had to go underground and they had to get out, and it was terrible because he could not stand the Jews because he thought he was a superior person,
mm-hmm.
and he was really just a house painter to start with, and he got control, and he just kept on till he was in control.
Was there ever a point where y'all thought he would eventually take over maybe the United States?
No, I just didn't think that anyone would ever take over the United
mm-hmm.
States, because we just had that much faith in our soldiers and in our government that they would not
let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Did you notice any increase in immigration?
Well, I didn't know too much about. I mean, really and truly, during that time, you didn't think about immigration
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't remember ever living where there was people that immigrated.
Right.
You know, I didn't hear much about immigration. And it wasn't.
All the immigration was controlled,
and we just. Oh, we had people that were just. It was controlled. It wasn't like everybody just come over here. You had to go through a process to get over here, and when you came through a certain place in New York, is it New York where the immigrants come in, and they see the Statue of Liberty, they have a certain place they have to go through. Well, you were very fortunate to
mm-hmm.
get in there then, get through that. And I never heard of the Mexicans coming to the United States. I never, of course, they could have come, but I didn't hear, you know, we didn't hear about things. You didn't hear about things then like you do now
mm-hmm.
because of the... of course, Roosevelt died during the war, and then Truman took over. Warm Springs, Georgia, is where Roosevelt always came, and he always rode the train. He always rode on the back of the... they always had a car with a little porch-like or a little thing on it, and he always was back there, and he always stopped, and he waved, and he talked to the people as he come through. And that's where he died. He was at Warm Springs because of his paralysis. When they announced over the radio that he had died, it made you have an eerie feeling aware of what's going to happen to us now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we felt like that he had led us all the way through, and he had been the president from the time from 32 till he died, because he was in office, and he was talking with I believe he had some Japanese visitors, emperors or something there, talking with him the day before or the day of something that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and the Japanese really were determined people, and they were the type of people that they didn't mind dying for their country.
Wow.
I mean, they'd rather be a hero than not be a hero.
Right.
They just did things like that. But I just never did have deep feelings for the Japanese after they bombed Pearl Harbor. I couldn't have. And I always had a deep feeling for people that would not go and defend our country, because I had a brother and my husband and I even had a son, and I thought that when World War II was over, that I would never be involved in a war anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a son that had to go to Vietnam twice. So that makes it rough on the person.
When Truman became president, did the public give him as much support as they gave Roosevelt?
I don't believe they did. But Truman was a different type of person than Roosevelt, because Truman, he was very, very firm, and he really didn't care whether you liked him or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was that type of president, and he was a smart president.
Mm-hmm.
Truman was. Roosevelt was a smart president, and Roosevelt and Churchill really had worked together very closely, and of course Churchill being with England, and we had to really work together.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had to work together, and we had to help the Russians, because they were Hitler was destroying Russia, and we had to. In fact, Hitler was trying to take over the whole world, really.
Mm-hmm. Truman's the one that ordered the atomic bomb.
Right.
How do you think that affected? Did that kind of scare everybody?
Well, it was a scary, eerie feeling, because you don't ever know if someone else has a bomb and can do that, because...
Did y'all even know that the United States was working on a bomb?
Yeah. We knew they had an atomic bomb. But we didn't know the consequences. Really and truly, I didn't know the consequences of it. I'm sure there's a lot of people that knew the consequences. But you didn't think about nuclear things. They weren't prevalent in your eyes then, like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think about, well, you could put a bomb and it would destroy people and make them for miles and miles and miles.
Right.
You didn't think about the suffering that people would have to go through with. But I think that was the only way that the Japanese would ever have stopped fighting is the atomic bomb. I believe
that's what caused the end of the war.
Yeah, I don't know what anybody else believes, but my belief is that is the only thing that stopped the Japanese. And they had treaties, and you can see the movies today, and I'm sure, like Iwo Jima and all that, and I'm sure that some of the boys can tell you it's bad in the movies, but I'm sure that a lot of them can tell you it was much, much worse than you saw on them. It wasn't, I mean, it was terrible compared to what is on the movies, like Iwo Jima and all that, and just like the Agent Orange in the Vietnam War, actually the Americans were the one that sprayed the Agent Orange, but it got the American people as well as the Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Save people, that's what they did, you know.
So the World War II ended at about when?
World War II ended in 1945. World War II ended in 1945. and yeah, Europe, the EU. Japan wasn't over in 1944. Japan was over in the E was in
44.
Uh-huh. And because the European theater of war ended before the Japanese theater of war did.
Mm-hmm.
But